Ooh, Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Freddy Krueger. Oh, gosh, that's a scary mask you're wearing.
Well, unfortunately, that would be my face.
Oh, that's not a mask. I'm sorry, it's not a mask.
Yeah, it's breaking us in for Halloween.
It's just Freddy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you didn't walk under any ladders or anything.
Yeah, stay away from all that stuff, yeah.
Have a black
hope you don't
cat
suffer from triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah.
Stay away from black cats. All don't right. break any mirrors. Don't open an umbrella.
Goodness, no.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, how's it going?
That's all good. Hey, when you were playing sports, did you ever wear 13?
I don't think I did.
No, I didn't.
But I didn't avoid it.
No. But, I didn't either. I always had
really superstitious.
Like Dan Marino. He was 13, wasn't he?
I believe he was. Yeah. I wore number 7 for a while because
Mickey Mantle.
I was really in awe of Mickey Mantle back when I was a little kid.
Well, I was always wearing
baseball.
Uniform number 1 because it was always the smallest jersey.
Hmm? That's my
being
true.
The little guy that I was.
That's a good player. Wore number
Bobby
one
Richardson.
As well. Yeah, Louis Aparicio.
Yeah.
Wore number 1, shortstop for the Chicago White Sox.
Correct.
Natalie Fox, second baseman, wore number 2.
Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Was Bobby Richardson a 1 or a 2? I think he was 1.
I don't remember.
Well,
I don't remember.
Point.
I was a big Yankees fan, but I don't remember.
Yeah, never a Yankees fan.
Yeah, really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
always an Indians fan.
Yeah. Anyway.
Today we're doing something totally unrelated to all that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. State quarters and space.
State
quarters.
Quarters
and space.
Space. Okay.
You remember the state quarters, that whole thing where everybody would wait and get the state quarters with
different image for every state. Yeah.
So that's what our question's coming from.
That was cool.
All right, here we go, folks. Despite the rule against it, which state lobbied successfully to have a person on its state quarter?
Despite the rules against it?
Yep. We're not supposed to have any like human being, live person, that kind of thing. They were not supposed to have. Nobody was supposed to have one. But one state lobbied successfully to have a person placed on the back of its state quarter.
Okay.
Which state?
I don't think I know that. I think I've heard it, but I've forgotten it a long time ago.
Yep.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie Krueger wanting to know what was the only one of those special state quarters
had a person on it.
Yeah. And I don't know.
It was an astronaut. Ohio.
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 John Glenn.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
To represent John Glenn. By the end of 2008, all 50 were out after being issued an order of their ratification of the United States Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State, its quarter was released March 11th, 2002. And based upon its ties with aviation.
Yeah.
It featured the Wright Brothers aircraft.
Right.
From Dayton, of course. And an astronaut touting Ohio as the birthplace of both John Glenn and Neil Armstrong.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got the Dayton Flyer
and
the Wright Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got an astronaut.
And then you got the Dayton Flyers in college, right?
That's very true.
Yeah.
So many moons ago, with Don May upset North Carolina in the semifinals of the national championship.
Yeah.
I want to say it was back in the 60s.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was even before my time, I think, before I was in Chapel Hill.
Yes, correct. You were alive.
Yeah, I was alive.
I'm getting ready for you to
I was
pull
probably
that.
Pulling my radio flyer.
Yeah. Radio flyer wagons, remember those?
Exactly. Yeah, I used to have one.
I used to, too, man.
When I was a little kid.
I'd love to have one now. It's kind of pull stuff around.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need one of those behind you. You could put all your notes and everything,
now,
your trivia
I tell you
stuff.
What, I just got a new bag so I can put all the junk I got to lug around.
Really?
Because a little bit later on, I'll leave for Pittsburgh today.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Freddie's got a brand new bag.
I do. Now, do you ever call it a bag or a satchel? I called it a satchel in front of a couple of people, and they laughed at me.
Well,
a satchel's kind of an old dated term, I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a satchel, but I know exactly what you mean.
A satchel. I got one little flap that opens up. It's like
I'd
a satchel.
Call it a briefcase or something. You know, or a bag or
my
something.
Bag.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
See you Monday.